It appears to me that one of the themes that runs through your discussions with us is our intent. My take from listening to you is that the intent that gives rise to an action is more important than the action itself. Do I have that right? And would you discuss intent with us in depth, please?
Yes, you do have it right. And this is the same as it's not what you do, it's the frequency you're in when you do it. And so if your intent is that, to pick that which would be the best for all those involved. And there are many times on your planet that it is very difficult, that you are called to make very difficult choices. Often you will find yourself in a situation where it cannot be good for everyone involved, or it cannot be that which would feel best to you. And in that, it is the vibration that you're in. Now you may believe that intent, that the judgment of what you have done, the intent behind it, is in some way to keep score, track, or to limit you or to punish you. And it is not. It is, as we have been speaking all evening through the tapping, it is that your intent, and most consistently, your dominant intent, the way that you choose to think, the way that you choose to speak, the way that you choose to show up, the way that you choose to be in interaction, and the way, we want to remind you, the way that you choose to remember who you have been, what you have done, what you have spoken, what you have withheld or given in anger or in frustration, how you perceive that, there is intent there also. Intent is a name, a label for vibration of that which you desire, that which you can accomplish, and that which you are being called to choose in any given moment. And often, you are called to choose with many influences that you cannot sort through. There are often times that we witness that you are in difficult situations and you feel that no matter what you choose, you are not having the result that you would prefer. And we say that none of that is as important as your being the one in choice. When you are choosing that you desire peace, that you desire to do what is right by everything that you know, that is your responsibility. And it is not that it is a job, and it again is not that you can get it wrong. It is just your responsibility to give you the best experience of you. So when your intent is to consider other people's feelings and honor yourself above all else, then you will find that more consistently you will not be in positions where you cannot choose that which is easiest for you and of benefit to the most. And when you forget to choose, and we know that this happens, we witness this, and we hear this through the many, many taps, when you forget to choose, and you're in a reactive state, when you're in an energy of feeling pressure, feeling responsibility, feeling stressed out, when you're in the old frequency, and old fear that you might get it wrong, or that you might not even know until too late that you could have done it differently, we suggest to you that those filters, those vibrational imprints from the past, slow you down from aligning to that which would serve you. And so it is truly always about choice. Choose and know what you're choosing and why. So when you know why you're choosing something, why you choose to think a thought over and over and over, or why you choose to not speak up, or why you choose to speak up, why you choose to show up or why you choose not to. When you start to train the human mind to question what you're thinking, speaking, and doing, you will find that you will develop a skill with intent more easily and rapidly. You have lived on this planet a long time without much choice. You're raised to believe you do not have much choice. Your children today are coming in quite differently. They expect choice. You did not have that experience. And so it is a very unusual thing to ask yourself, why am I thinking this? Why am I responding this way? And what am I aligned to in my heart, in my mind? What is the goal? What is the end result that I want? When you become skillful at understanding your personal intent, not the intent of others, but your personal intent in any situation you find yourself in, you will find that you begin to create a much more comfortable, a much more delightful, a much more enjoyable experience for yourself and all your interactions.